Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm so glad you're with us today. Thanks for spending part of your Thursday with us. I apologize for my scratchy voice, a little bit of voice strain going, but I just didn't want to miss our time together. I'm very thankful that David Holland's with me here in the studio. David, one of the producers of our program and a man who brings some wonderful perspective. Dave, great having you here, buddy.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. I love the topic of marriage. I'm a romantic at heart. My wife and I, whenever we meet a new couple, one of the first things we always want to ask them, well, how did you guys meet? We want to hear their story about how God put them together. It's just one of the, it's deeply interesting to me.
Well, and I love Derek's perspective. And Derek's perspective comes from some very unusual circumstances. Today, he's going to be talking to us about his marriage to Lydia. And I have to tell you, I've seldom heard a more unusual story nor seen a more unusual marriage than this one. And I mean that only with respect. It really was. And I remember so well my impressions as I was writing Derek's bio that his relationship with Lydia was one of the most unique I've ever heard of in all my life.
Sure.
And I think that God certainly taught him some things through that.
Oh, no doubt. God really did an extraordinary thing in putting them together, and I think that's why he has such great insight to share on how to find your partner for life. We have a resource available actually this week. It's free for the asking that addresses that very thing. And I think anyone who's listening right now, if you're single, you may be never married, or there are a lot of people in the body of Christ right now who have a divorce in their background and they're single again, or if you know someone who is single or finds themselves single and wants to do it right this time, this booklet, The Choice of a Partner, by Derek Prince, would really, really be a blessing. Again, it's free for the asking. All you have to do is call or click and let us know you want to receive it. Go online at derekprince.org and grab that book, The Choice of a Partner, and share it with a single person that you know.
Well, let's get right to the teaching now and listen to Derek's fascinating story of his marriage to Lydia.
I've established the fact that in his teaching on marriage, Jesus went right back to God's purpose in creation. He refused to accept any lower standard. In the pattern for marriage set by God in creation, we find four successive phases, four distinctive features of marriage as God originally ordained it. First, it was God's decision, not Adam's. It was God who saw that Adam needed a helpmeet. Second, it was God who formed Eve for Adam. Adam had nothing to do with that process. Third, it was God who brought Eve to Adam. Adam didn't go out and look for Eve. Eve was brought to him as his appointed mate by God himself. Fourth, God established the terms of their relationship. In essence, it was leave and cleave. The man was to leave all other associations that would interfere with his commitment to his wife, and they were so to cleave to one another and be united that they would become one flesh. Let me just quickly recapitulate that. First, it was God's decision, not Adam's. Second, God formed Eve for Adam. Third, God brought Eve to Adam. And fourth, God established the terms of their relationship. Now, I believe that all these four principles still apply today in the outworking of God's purpose for marriage in our lives. In other words, I take my stand with Jesus. Man may have changed, but God has not changed. His original plan and standard for marriage still holds good. That's the way he wants marriage to be brought about. Today I'm going to share with you along these lines in a very personal way. I'm going to tell you how God joined me to my first wife, Lydia. At the time of my marriage to Lydia in 1946, I had been a committed Christian for about 5 years. I believed the Bible and was sincerely seeking to serve the Lord, but I did not understand the biblical principles of marriage as God later revealed them to me. And yet, as I look back, it amazes me and also strengthens my faith to see how God worked in my life exactly according to the principles that he himself had established when he created Adam and Eve and joined them together. Now let me just give briefly some of the details in a way that will bring out these points that I'm trying to establish. I came to know the Lord in a personal way in the British Army in 1941 in an army barrack room in the middle of the night. I had a dramatic, life-changing, personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. From that day onward, I knew that my life was in God's hands, and I knew without any process of reasoning that God had a plan for my life. The Bible became the only book I really wanted to read, and I continued for the next 4.5 years in the British Army, mainly in North Africa, and then finally in the land of Israel. And I was released from the British Army in 1946 and began to live in Jerusalem. During that period in the army, God had shown me very clearly in various ways that he wanted me to serve him in the land of Israel and in the city of Jerusalem. And while on leave in the land of Israel, in 1943, I had met a very remarkable lady. Her name was Lydia Christensen. She had been a teacher in the Danish state school system, but the Lord Jesus had appeared to her visibly and personally, challenged her and called her to leave her home, her country, her profession, her fortune, and just go out in naked faith to Jerusalem. And there, under the direction of the Lord, she became mother to a group of children who had no parents to care for them. She probably had, in the course of the years, about 70 children through her hands. In 1943, when I first met her, there were about 8 girls in the home who knew no other mother but Lydia. 6 of them were Jewish, 1 was Arab, and 1 was English. Then in 1944, the Lord saw fit to have the army transfer me to Israel. And I was stationed in a Jewish settlement a little way outside Haifa. I had been deeply impressed by what I saw of Lydia and the home and the children. It was to me something unique. I had never seen such peace. I had never seen such freedom in the Holy Spirit. The way the children naturally walked with the Lord, prayed, and just lived their lives in faith impressed me deeply.
I want you to notice from the story that Derek's just told that what he was drawn to was the peace, was the sense of the Holy Spirit, was the righteousness about Lydia. I think this is so important. Obviously, as men and women, we're going to be drawn to each other's bodies and to the nature of what it's like to be female, what it's like to be male, the otherness of the person of the opposite sex. But bear in mind that what you're ultimately going to live in is the environment that they create by their prayer life, by their life with Jesus. That's what you want to focus on. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Choosing a mate is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. So how do you make the right choice? In his enlightening book, God is a Matchmaker, Derek Prince gives practical biblical advice on how to avoid heartbreak by preparing for marriage God's way. Derek shares from personal experience how God led him to marriage, and he reveals how others in your life, such as parents, pastors, and trusted friends, can play an important role when making life-changing decisions. Normally $12.95, this powerful and practical resource is yours for a limited time for only $9.95. Order your copy or get one for someone you love when you call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Life is not a fairy tale, but there is a happily ever after when you follow God's plan. Order God is a Matchmaker now. And when you do, we'll also include Derek's helpful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, at no extra charge. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thrilled that you're with us today. Derek Prince is teaching us about how God is a matchmaker, and he's telling us the fascinating story of his relationship and his marriage to Lydia. If you don't know this story, this is one of the most unusual marriages I've ever heard of, and yet God put it together, God blessed it, and God sustained it. If there's any relationship that we can learn the principles of a solid marriage from, it's this one. Let's listen.
Then in 1944, the Lord saw fit to have the army transfer me to Israel. And I was stationed in a Jewish settlement a little way outside Haifa. I had been deeply impressed by what I saw of Lydia and the home and the children. It was to me something unique. I had never seen such peace. I had never seen such freedom in the Holy Spirit. The way the children naturally walked with the Lord, prayed, and just lived their lives in faith impressed me deeply. By my own background, I had been a professor of philosophy at Cambridge. I had been an only child. I'd never had brothers or sisters. So there was probably no two setups that could be more different than the home that I saw with Lydia and my own background. In 1944, God did two very special things in my life. He spoke to me twice, very clearly and directly. The first time he called me, he called me to be a teacher of the Scriptures, and that calling, I'm glad to say, has held good till today. I always comment on that, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. It's not our cleverness, but it's God's faithfulness that brings us into what he's called us. A little later, I was praying for Lydia and the children because I felt a real deep compassion for them. They obviously had very little money, and Lydia had a very hard time there alone on her own in a country that wasn't very sympathetic to women on their own. She was father, mother, doctor, teacher, lawyer, everything to that one little household. And so I felt it kind of spiritual duty to pray for her. And I remember one day I was praying for Lydia and the children, and God spoke to me. It was one of the most unexpected and astonishing things that the Lord has ever said to me. And I have to confess, he said some rather surprising things at different times. As I was praying for Lydia, the Lord spoke to me very, very clearly. And he said, I have joined you together under the same yoke and in the same harness. And I thought to myself, whatever does God mean by that? And I began to think it over. And I thought, God must want us to work together. And I thought, that's very improbable. A thing like that couldn't possibly be God's will. But the more I prayed, the clearer it became. Now, I cannot go into all the details that followed. I'm sure some of you would like me to. But about 1.5 years later, Lydia and I were married. And only after we were married did I fully understand what God had said. He said, I've joined you together under the same yoke and in the same harness. The yoke, of course, in Scripture is always marriage. The harness speaks of working together. And that so perfectly described the 30 years that I was privileged to spend with Lydia. We were always under the same yoke and in the same harness. As I look back, I realize that in the natural, there were many reasons why I should not have married Lydia. She was considerably older than I was. She was from a very different culture. She was a very strong person. She'd established her own mission work, which was respected by all the Christians, in a very difficult environment where few other people had had much success. And on the other hand, as I've said, I had no experience of children in my life. I was an only child, something of an academic, and pretty stiff in my own British way. If anybody had ever come to me and asked for counsel in such a situation, my attitude would have been very negative. But you see, marriage is God's initiative, not man. It's God that forms the woman, not the man that forms the woman. It's God that brings the woman to the man. And I'll just have to say that looking back, that was exactly how it worked out. God vindicated his choice of Lydia for me. We spent 30 years together in tremendously active, exacting forms of Christian service, sometimes in danger, sometimes in hardship, often in a measure of poverty, but we were happy. We achieved a unity which was something that impressed many. later, when we traveled overseas to many nations and ministered together, people would come up and marvel at the unity between us. I remember one man came to me, and he said, "The two of you work together just like one person." Man cannot achieve that, see, but that's God's purpose in marriage. The two shall become one flesh. If we obey God, if we meet His conditions, if we heed His voice, He'll bring it about. I can say to the glory of God that through our marriage, hundreds and hundreds of people were blessed, were helped, found the Lord, were healed, were filled with the Holy Spirit. This is a record of fact. People came to our home often, all hours of the day and night. We never turned them away. We were able to help many of them. We ministered on various different continents, to various different kinds of people, to people from different denominations. But the calling of God held good. And if I would emphasize one thing in it all, it would be our unity, especially our unity in prayer. I cannot think of anything more important in marriage than that, unity in prayer. Jesus said, "If two of you shall agree, shall harmonize, touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for them. My Father which is in heaven." What a challenge that is to married couples, husband and wife, where both are believers. If you can achieve that harmony, that unity, then your prayers will have an irresistible power. I can look back on situations and things that Lydia and I prayed for, and I can just marvel how God invariably gave us the answer to our prayers when we prayed in that unity, in that harmony. So I'm just saying to you today, out of my own experience, that God's plan for marriage, as He originally devised it, is the best. He hasn't lowered His standards, but He'll lift us up to His standards, and He'll work it out in our lives if we'll trust Him.
You know, if the story of Derek's marriage to Lydia fascinates you as much as it does me, I want to urge you to get the biography. I don't mention it just because I had the privilege to write it, but I mention it because the story is so fascinating. Frankly, any biographer would have done a great job with it. And it's such a fascinating and stimulating story. I've never heard of a marriage like this. I've never seen one as intended by the supernatural. And I've never seen one from which I have been able to learn how to love my wife and how to walk in a godly marriage. Hey, so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Of the millions of choices we make in life, choosing a mate is one of the most significant. And yet, with nearly half of all marriages ending in divorce, it appears that we either make the wrong decision or simply change our minds. In his booklet, The Choice of a Partner, Derek Prince explores God's plan for finding a spouse and sheds light on what true love really is. Marriage is intended to be for life, and Derek's powerful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, will help you better understand how to find and stay with your mate until death do you part. It's such an important resource that we want you to have a copy absolutely free. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Both the call and this helpful resource are absolutely free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy of Derek's booklet, The Choice of a Partner, when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. So glad that you're with us today as we're learning from Derek Prince about his marriage, about what God intends for marriage, and about how we can all walk in righteous and godly marriages. I'm just fascinated with the story of Lydia and Derek's marriage to her because it was one of the most unusual marriages I've ever come across. And to help me digest this a little bit, help all of us maybe process this, David Holland's with us, not only a pastor, writer, scholar, but also one of the producers of our program. David, thanks for being here.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you. You know, I'm just fascinated by this story, and it really comes out in a very compelling way in the biography of Derek Prince that you wrote. You are not in a position to be able to describe, because of your modesty, how important that story really is. The Derek Prince biography is really powerfully written. You did a great job on it.
Thank you.
One of the things that I really admire about it is one, Derek Prince wanted his story told warts and all. And that's the story you wanted to tell as well. You didn't want to gloss over anything. And people who knew Derek and Lydia Prince, you know, had questions. You know, how did you guys get together? Explain to me, you know, there was a significant age difference between the two of them. And I really appreciate in the biography the way that you were diligent to probe that. You were diligent to kind of press in and really make him explain in detail the dynamic of that and how did it work and what were his emotions, what were his feelings, all that kind of thing. Were you reluctant at all to do that?
You know, I was a little bit, but I realized that Derek wanted, for a number of reasons that I can't go into, from the very beginning, Derek made it clear that he wanted to tell a story he'd never told before. And from the first day that we spent time together, he was telling me things, you know, really that kind of parted my hair. I mean, really gutsy, personal things about his life, his background, even his sins. And I realized this is a man who had, in a sense, been imprisoned by his generation of ministry.
Right.
Now, I don't want to take that too far because he's definitely broke out of the box and pioneered some unique things in ministry. But his generation of minister, of pastor, couldn't talk about things like I have described them in the bio, previous sins, a child born out of wedlock before he was a Christian, things of that nature. And so when it came to his marriages, I knew that he wanted to tell the story he just never had.
Right.
And so in a sense, I was the right guy, not uniquely in the world, but in the room at that time, because I know how to interview, having that background, have kind of an offbeat American kind of approach, and I could gig him a little bit and get him to tell the story. And here was a very, very unusual marriage. She was almost twice his age. In later life, people often walked up to her and said, "Your son just did a marvelous job preaching today." She was a blunt talking, Nordic woman. He was an English gentleman. She had lived as a lone missionary woman for decades in Palestine. He, of course, Cambridge educated. I mean, if there were ever two people who ought not have gotten along and we should have spent decades, you know, in therapy, it's the two of them. And yet they blended a marvelous marriage. And why? Because they built on the principles that Derek's talking about today.
Sure. There's not a human matchmaker on earth that would have put those two people together.
No, absolutely not.
Not in 1,000 years.
No.
And yet, as Derek pointed out today, it worked beautifully. It was a God-ordained thing that made him much more effective in ministry, made them both more effective in ministry as a team, and he was happy.
Yes.
They were one, and there was great joy and great peace in their relationship. You know, that's why I put great value on Derek Prince's opinion about how to find God's perfect partner for you for life. That's the focus of the free resource we're making available right now. It's called The Choice of a Partner. It's a little booklet by Derek Prince where he addresses that very thing. You know, what are the biblical principles for finding your partner for life? Anybody who's single, if you're listening to me now and you're single, or if you know someone who is and they really have a desire to find God's person for them, this will be a great resource for them. And we're giving it away. It's available free of charge. All you have to do is go on the website at derekprince.org and request it, and we'd be happy to get that right out to you.
You know, Dave, one of the things I want to say, and I don't mean to be in any way off color, is that the Lord so put this marriage together and so gave them their desires in the fullest sense of what that means, not only granted what they already desired, but created desires in them, that though she was twice his age, I asked him in his latter days, you know, let me ask you the blunt question, did you want her as a man wants a woman?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, absolutely. And I just thought that was so sweet, because though she was pretty for her age, the point is that when it's God's will, God creates those passions, those want-tos, and that's what so many people run out of in this generation that leads to so many divorces. So this story from Derek Prince is just a powerful thing. Hey, buddy, thank you for being with me.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Do join us again tomorrow on Friday as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's encouraging book, God is a Matchmaker, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $9.95. And when you order, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's insightful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.